From the Mercy One Studio.
Talking about the things that matter most to you. Today's Catholic Women. Catholic Women Now with Julie Nelson and Chris Magruder is underwritten by Farm Bureau agent Cindy Schulte, a licensed representative of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Iowa. CindySchulte.com.
Catholic Women Now is also underwritten by Permar Security, providing security solutions for homes and businesses since 1953.
Welcome to Catholic Women Now on Iowa Catholic Radio. We're delighted you joined us this morning. I'm Julie Nelson.
Good morning. I'm Chris Magruder. How are you doing today, Julie?
I'm doing very well. Very well. I had some more grandson time last week, so I'm in heaven. They left, though. Back to D.C., Washington, D.C. they went. So we're getting daily updates, you know, so it's great to see our little grandson every day a little bit.
At some point, our guest is maybe going to get to meet your grandson or your kids. They all live out in the same place.
They do. You would hopefully, I mean, they will cross paths. Our guest today is Bethany Miola. She and her husband, Dr. Daniel Miola, have founded a ministry called Life-Giving Wounds Ministry, helping adult children deal with the aftermath of going through their parents' divorce, whether their parents were divorced when they were young or after they left home. There are things that happen, issues, residuals, unresolved emotions and feelings that affect their life relationships. And they have seen that this is a need that needs to be met in our church today for people who are struggling with this. And we're just excited to have her on. Their website, Life Giving Wounds, has a tremendous amount of information and help right there.
You know, this is kind of a conversation that seems to be new. I've been hearing some things on other radio shows actually as well, where they're talking about, you know, so many times adult kids feel like they don't want to hurt their parents' feelings. They love their parents. They don't want to show that they're not appreciative. And at the same time, they still have wounds, you know, and especially if their parents divorce when they were adults, you know, which comes as a surprise to them. I think a lot of people think, well, our kids are gone now, it's okay. And they don't realize the wounds that can happen in those situations. Mm-hmm. So this is going to be a really hot topic, I think, in this time of our history. It's because there's so much of it right now.
And our church is so beautiful. Mother Church offers so many means to turn that suffering into joy and into self-giving love. So yeah. We'll talk a little bit more about that with Bethany after our break today. But before that, we want to say that we have the Carathon coming up in February 22nd to the 26th. And if you're listening now, we thank you for your support. Your prayer support's always welcome. But if you would consider supporting our Carathon for Iowa Catholic Radio to keep us on the airwaves here, promoting truth and programs like today on ministries that are helping our faithful here in the church today.
Giving us directions and tools for sure. And then when you get tired of Julie and I, you can turn on Iowa Catholic Radio music and do some positive listening. We've got Jimmy Olson, who does a great job of putting together the Christian music portion of our station. And you can listen to him at iowacatholicradio.com anytime through the Iowa Catholic Radio app as well. So.
And before we go to our break, let's be sure to give this show to the Blessed Mother's protection and start with prayer.
Okay. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death, amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. And thank you, Cindy Schulte of Farm Bureau Financial Services, for underwriting Catholic Women Now. Cindy is an independent agent, and she and her team provide health insurance options from Wellmark, Blue Cross, Blue Shield of Iowa. And now she is able to help you with estate planning, doing whatever you need help with in your retirement planning. So she can help you through all stages of life. And you can find her on the web at CindySchulte.com or by calling 515-226-2111.
This is Catholic Women Now on Iowa Catholic Radio. We're going to take a brief break. And on the other side of the break, we are going to welcome in Bethany Miola. She and her husband, Dr. Daniel Miola, have started a ministry called Life-Giving Wounds Ministry, helping adult children deal with the effects of divorce. So stay tuned.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio's broadcast of Dowling Catholic Sports and Activities is provided by Kemin, a global ingredient manufacturer using science to transform the quality of life for 80% of the world. Kemin is on the leading edge of molecular science, manufacturing more than 500 specialty ingredients for the human and animal health and nutrition, pet food, aquaculture, nutraceutical, food technologies, crop technologies, and textile industries. Kemin strives to sustainably transform the quality of life every day for 80% of the world with their products and services. Kemin, using science to transform the world. Online at Kemin.com.
Thanks to Blessman International for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio. Every year, Blessman International leads teams of Central Iowans to share the compassionate heart of Christ with orphans and vulnerable children in South Africa. You can learn more and sign up for a trip at blessmaninternational.org.
Thank you, Farm Bureau agent Cindy Schulte, for underwriting Catholic Women Now. As an authorized independent agent, Cindy's team can provide health insurance options from Wellmark Blue Cross Blue Shield of Iowa. Cindy Schulte at 1315 50th Street in West Des Moines, or on the web at cindyschulte.com, 515-226-2111. Cindy and her team know health insurance.
Wellmark Blue Cross Blue Shield of Iowa is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association. Products available at Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Thank you, Big Red Q Quick Print, for underwriting the sports report. Family owned and operated since 1980, Big Red Q Quick Print is a full service print shop ready to help you with all your printing needs with speed and accuracy. BigRedQ-Des Moines.com.
Thank you, Golden Rule Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, for sponsoring my show. John Leonetti in the morning on Iowa Catholic Radio. Golden Rule, servicing Des Moines for over 15 years. They obey the rules to live by, especially the Golden Rule. Online at goldenrulephc.com.
Thank you, Dental Associates, for supporting Dowling Catholic Sports 365. Dental Associates, addressing your smile, needs, and dreams. 515-225-6742. Online at desmoines-dentalassociates.com.
Well, welcome back to Catholic Woman Now here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Our guest today is Bethany Miola. She and her husband, Dr. Daniel Miola, have started a ministry called Life-Giving Wounds. And it is a ministry that helps adult children overcome the difficulties that they experience when their parents have divorced. Bethany has a Master's of Theological Studies degree from the Pontifical John Paul II Institute for Studies on Marriage and Family, located in Washington, D.C. And she and Dan met there and married in 2011. I think that's so wonderful there that you'd meet there. Bethany served the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops for 7 years in the Secretariat of Laity, Marriage and Family Life and Youth. Among other tasks, she managed the website For Your Marriage. In 2017, Dan and Bethany welcomed their daughter, Zelly Louise, through the gift of adoption, and Bethany then became a stay-at-home mom. In 2019, Grace joined their family, also through adoption, and Bethany assists with many of the behind-the-scenes operations of Life-Giving Wounds. Welcome, Bethany, to Catholic Women Now.
Thank you. I am really happy to be here with you.
Well, just, you know, the thing is we always like to know is how did this all get started? Because there's always like an experience or a spiritual something that happens through these ministries when they're born.
Sure. I mean, it was definitely the Holy Spirit. a lot of it is my husband himself. So he is a child of divorce. That's been a big factor in his life. His parents split up when he was a kid, and then they actually divorced the year that we were married in 2011. So that's been a factor in both of our lives now as a married couple. Together with that, we both have really seen a need for this type of ministry. We love the church's teaching on marriage and family. As you said, we met at the John Paul II Institute. Our degrees are in marriage and family. And we really saw as kind of a gap in what the church was offering, care particularly to the children of divorce. So the kids involved, you know, when they become young adults and adults, and when they start to kind of realize a little more deeply the effects that their parents' divorce has on them, we saw a need for ministry to them. And so kind of just took the leap and started Life-Giving Wounds to provide that ministry, you know, for people like my husband, Dan, to find, you know, God's healing and love in the midst of the challenges that come from having your parents split up.
Mm-hmm. So you have, you know, a lot of people coming to you that are, they have experienced divorce in adulthood, and it affects their marriages or the way they see marriage or the way they even live out their marriages, right? So tell us a little bit about some of the wounds that you see.
Sure. Well, one that you mentioned, I mean, and it's one that, you know, it's easy to understand that if your parents split up, that can really cause a lot of anxiety in your own relationships. You know, a lot of the people that we minister to, they might be dating and maybe nervous about taking the next step, nervous about getting engaged or getting married, or they're married and they're realizing things are happening in their marriage that they're not sure, you know, how to deal with, and they realize came from the fact that their parents are divorced. You know, just one example, we know people who come on our retreat and share with us that they always have an exit strategy in mind. You know, if anything bad happens in their marriage, they're always kind of like ready to like get out the door, and kind of realizing that that's coming from the fact that their parents didn't make it. And so part of what we're trying to do is really give people hope and encouragement that no matter what happened with their own parents and in their family of origin, there's always hope. The Lord always gives us the strength that we need to have good, holy, happy marriages and relationships. And really moving from what we call a very self-protective position to one of self-giving love, you know, that St. John Paul II talks about so beautifully in Theology of the Body. Finding that healing to have that trust in your spouse, to truly give of yourself, and to be open to that love and believe that love can last. That's a big message that we're trying to get across in life-giving wounds.
Mm-hmm. What does it look like? I guess, do you talk to them about what it looks like to be trustworthy? I know we didn't talk about that earlier, but I'm just curious because if that's something I think we need to learn.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, a lot of people that come through our retreats and our support groups, they didn't see examples in their own homes of love being trustworthy. A big message that we share with them is find those mentors in your life. You know, whether those are friends, whether those are people at church, whether those are your grandparents. I know for my husband, his grandparents had a beautiful marriage until they both passed away. That was a huge deal for him to have people in his life that he could look to and say, look, love is trustworthy. I can trust this. So finding those mentors is key. Even looking to the saints, you know, the saints like St. Zelie and St. Louis, who are married, and praying to them, asking for their saintly intercession. I mean, Julie had mentioned, our church offers so many ways for children of divorce to be able to live lives of joy and peace and really overcome the challenges that come from what happened to them in their families.
We had Layla Miller on our show a few months ago, and she's kind of done some groundbreaking awareness of the difficulties that adult children have of divorce. And one of the things that that struck me was they have no place to talk about this because they don't want to hurt their parents. And in a sense, you know, one thing that she said too, and you can talk a little more on this, is the fact that as a child, we think children are so resilient. They'll be fine. We'll just work this out very peacefully, or we'll do stepping very well, step parenting very well. Can you talk a little bit more what you're experiencing with that and your retreats with these people who have gone through this experience?
Yeah, so we kind of call that in our ministry the wound of silence. And like you said, Layla's done an amazing job of really bringing to the forefront the voices of adult children of divorce and helping them be heard. We absolutely find that a lot of people who come on our retreats or our support groups, they haven't talked about this before. You know, part of it is just when you're a kid and your family is in crisis, you're in survival mode. So there's no kind of emotional room to deal with the emotions that are coming up from that happening. Like you said, a lot of times it's out of a well-intentioned desire not to cause more suffering for your parents. But we definitely, as a church and certainly as a ministry, we want to give space for people to bring up, acknowledge, and share the negative experiences or whatever emotions that they had, you know, caused by their parents splitting up. We've seen really beautiful things happen when people have that freedom to acknowledge those wounds and feel like they're being heard and listened to potentially for the first time. It's not an easy thing to do, as anyone who's kind of addressed wounds in their life knows, but it's absolutely a a first point of healing for so many people. And we've seen that thawing out happen on our retreats and support groups, and people finally saying, this is the first time I've ever felt like I could share this with other people. And it was received with compassion and with understanding and helping me figure out, you know, where do I go from here? How do I progress forward?
You know, it's really interesting because I have a person in my life whose mother and father were divorced when she was in, you know, second grade. And just in the, now she's in her 50s, and just in the last couple years, she really found a place where she could get some healing and work through, you know, some of the different wounds. And, you know, if you don't address them, how those just stick with you, you know, this person's been through more than one divorce herself. Now she's in where she feels like it's a holy marriage. God's a part of her relationship. I know that's huge in healing, but also, you know, that you address it. You know, because the longer you don't, it just perpetuates more problems, it seems, through life.
Absolutely.
I'm guessing the sooner the better, kind of, I guess is what I'm saying.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think, I mean, another wound that a lot of people experience is effects on their faith, you know, and it's just a fact that children from divorced and broken homes are less likely in adulthood to belong to a church, to be practicing in their faith. So it's a huge evangelization opportunity to speak to this particular wound and challenge, to reach those people and bring them back in. Just to give one quick story, we had someone come on a retreat who kind of through the process of the retreat realized that she had, because of what happened in her own life with her father, the father had abandoned the family. She had felt this sense of abandonment from God the Father. And she was for the first time able to really take a good hard look at that and realize that it wasn't God that had abandoned her, you know, that God had been with her, and that relationship with God the Father was able to be healed, to the point that this particular person went to confession for the first time after being away from it for decades, coming back to that sacrament. And that's just one example of kind of the way that addressing this particular wound can also heal people's faith, their relationship with our Lord, to be more, just to realize the closeness of God, and no matter what has happened with your mother and your father, that God, our father, Mary, our mother are always close by and are present to us in our suffering.
So what I'm hearing you say, Bethany, is there's an unaware confusion about their identity.
Yeah, I mean, that's something that researchers have really looked at. I'd recommend the work by Elizabeth Marquard, who wrote Between Two Worlds. And in her book in particular, she talked about how children, they often feel split, you know, when their parents split up. I mean, those are the two people that we look to most of all during childhood for our understanding of our identity. And even the title of her book, Between Two Worlds, that's a real sense that adult children of divorce feel torn between their mother's world, their father's world that is no longer united. There's a deep sense of homelessness that adult children talk about that comes up a lot in Layla's book, Primal Loss. That sense of who am I now that my parents are not together, and where do I belong as my home has shifted? You know, maybe they don't even have their childhood home. Everything has changed. So how it's through life-giving wounds, we're trying to help people reclaim their identity as God's children, that no matter what has happened with their earthly family, that's fundamentally who we are. You know, through our baptism, we are God's beloved son or daughter that never goes away. We are part of a perfect family. We have the church as our family. We have Mary as our mother. We have God as our father, no matter what has happened. And just the hope that brings to people to have a place to settle, no matter what the chaos or dysfunction or drama, you know, is going on in their own earthly family and, you know, the people that they are with.
That's awesome. That's beautiful. Well, you're listening to Catholic Women Now, and we are going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we will continue speaking to Bethany Miola about life-giving wounds. And maybe she's going to share with us a little bit about the retreats and what they're doing online and how they're helping parishes and how maybe they can then help you. We'll be back in a second.
What is the best gift ever? Giving a Catholic education is at the top of my list. Your contribution to CTO helps families send their children to our Catholic schools who otherwise could not afford it. In giving to CTO, you receive the best tax credits ever. Pledge or donate online at ctoiowa.org. The bottom line, it's for the kids and their future. Yay!
Thank you to Mercy One for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio. From the cardiovascular experts at the Iowa Heart Center to the pediatric services of Mercy Children's Hospital and Clinics, Mercy provides complete care for Central Iowa's adults and children with more than 50 primary care and specialty clinics in the Des Moines area. Find a convenient Mercy One location near you. Online at mercydesmoines.org.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio and Catholic Women Now provided in part by Permar Security, providing security solutions for homes and businesses since 1953. Permar Security is a Catholic-owned family business supplying security systems, access control systems, video surveillance, fire alarm systems, and video doorbells. All alarm systems are monitored out of their monitoring center located in the state of Iowa. Permar Security, 515-244-5660, permarsecurity.com.
Thank you, Golden Rule Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, for sponsoring my show, John Lee and Eddie in the Morning on Iowa Catholic Radio. Golden Rule, servicing Des Moines for over 15 years. They obey the rules to live by, especially the Golden Rule. Online at goldenrulephc.com.
Thank you, Dental Associates, for supporting Dowling Catholic Sports 365. Dental Associates, addressing your smile, needs, and dreams. 515-225-6742. Online at desmoines-dentalassociates.com.
Welcome back to Catholic Women Now on Iowa Catholic Radio, where our guest today is Bethany Miola. We're talking about the ministry Life-Giving Wounds. Bethany, one of the things we talked about before the break was life-giving wounds and the emotions and the difficulties that adult children of divorce have once they're in marriage as they seem to arise. But let's go back and be a little more proactive in the dating scene. What things can arise with people who are dating and developing relationships.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, that's something that we address a lot because it certainly is a need. And that's one thing that they found in research, that often it's when people start to get into serious dating relationships or getting engaged that the issues of their own parents' divorce start to come to the surface in a stronger way. There can be a lot of anxiety about relationships in general, a lot of hesitation about committing to a relationship, difficulty trusting that this relationship is going to last. So we address that a lot, you know, within our ministry. I would recommend your listeners, we have a great series on our blog specifically focused on dating. So issues that come up during dating for adult children of divorce, you know, dealing with conflict is a big thing. Dealing with the sense of abandonment when difficulties come up in your relationship that might trigger the abandonment that you might have felt in your family. So that's in it on our retreats and in our support groups. It's a big topic too, to give people both the encouragement to be able to trust that they are lovable and that they can love successfully. And to give them tools, you know, and encourage them, find those mentors in your life that you can turn to, as I mentioned before. And also to draw on the richness of our church's teaching, you know, and the theology of the body and the many wonderful marriage ministries and just relationship advice ministries that we have in our church, to turn to those. And most of all, just to encourage people that it is possible to have good, holy, happy marriages. That is possible.
It sounds to me like it comes down to really finding strong examples to look at.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, because you think about a children of divorce, what's one thing that they have lost? They've lost an example in their own family of their parents being able to stay together for whatever reason, you know, that happened. So absolutely. And sometimes it's generational too. It might be their parents and their grandparents. It might be other people in their family. You know, divorce has a socially contagious effect. So there's often, you know, pockets of people that may not have anyone in their circle, their family circle, to look to. So finding people, you know, in the church to turn to and seek out as mentors is so important.
Yeah. You know, and one of the things my husband and I did marriage prep for years. And one of the things that we always told our engaged couples is don't even use the word that the D word. Don't ever say it, because you open a door. You know, it's it truly is something you don't even want to think about. It. You don't want to have those exit strategies, right? You want to have those let's fix it strategies instead. So
definitely. Yeah. And well, I
Go ahead.
Oh, I will say just one beautiful thing that we've seen are people that have kind of taken that time to find healing from their own parents' divorce. The level of commitment that they have to their own relationships is amazing, you know, because they've seen they've experienced the pain of what happens when a marriage falls apart. And as far as our, you know, life-giving wounds, how does that wound become life-giving? Well, one way it does is for people to have that kind of extra level of commitment to their own marriages and realizing what a gift that is to themselves and especially to their children.
Yeah. Their commitment to breaking the cycle and loving better, I guess, right?
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
Giving up. So tell us what tools you guys have. I know you have retreats, you have online stuff, and you help parishes. Will you share with our listeners, you know, some of those things?
Sure. So we have a retreat. We do it in person. We've also been doing it virtually during COVID. We have some coming up in 2021. If people want to check out our website, lifegivingwounds.org. We also have support groups. So that ongoing accompaniment where people can get that support that they're looking for to deal with the different issues that this experience can bring up. We have what I think is a great website with a blog with a lot of first person testimonies that can be really powerful to read, a lot of advice. So please check us out. And we're also trying to get around the country, do leadership trainings and just get this ministry more active in our church because we know there's so many people that need it.
I want to just add one more thing about your website. Your husband, Dr. Dan Miola, has some great topics and talks that he offers to as a speaker, and check those out. They're really great topics. So Bethany, we've had today on our show, Bethany Viola of lifegivingwounds.org ministry. Bethany, thank you so much for joining us today on Catholic Women Now, and God bless you and keep up that great work for Christ.
Thank you both. Yeah, God bless you too.
Iowa Catholic Radio and Catholic Women Now, provided in part by Permar Security, a Catholic-owned family business providing security solutions for homes and businesses since 1953. Permar Security, 515-244-5660 or online at permarsecurity.com.
Why don't you take us out in a prayer, Jules?
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear Lord Jesus, we just lift up to you today, those listening today, who have you gone ahead and tilled the soil of their hearts for this message. Give them the courage to take that step in faith to reach healing in their lives. For those who are adult children who have lived through a divorce of their parents, Lord God, we just ask you to provide solace, consolation, healing, and just give them the courage and the hope to find the help and to seek it, and perhaps through Life-Giving Wounds Ministry. Thank you, Jesus. We offer this in your name. Amen.
Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, Iowa Catholic Radio Rosary is going to be prayed next at 9:30 a.m. It'll be prayed again at 9:30 p.m. and at 5:30 a.m. If you're up early, join us. Please consider supporting Iowa Catholic Radio by talking to your employer about making an employer match, maybe. Matching gifts are available with a lot of organizations out there. We thank you for listening to Iowa Catholic Radio as we continue to teach, evangelize, and defend our Catholic faith.
Now go do impossible things with God.
Talking about the things that matter most to you. Today's Catholic Women. Catholic Women Now with Julie Nelson and Chris Magruder on the radio voice for Catholic Women Now, Iowa Catholic Radio.
Catholic Women Now is underwritten by Farm Bureau agent Cindy Schulte, a licensed representative of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Iowa, cindyschulte.com. Catholic Women Now is also underwritten by Permar Security, providing security solutions for homes and businesses since 1953.